moment in English and Urdu.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين حبيب الله العالمين سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين ولعنة الله على اعدائهم اجمعين من يومنا هذا الى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجعلوه من المرسلين. In the last session, we had discussed about the second section of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In that part, Allah has mentioned that we have inspired the mother of Musa with the divine inspiration. She not to feel alone in this world. She has to come out from the sorrow and grief. That Allah promises her that Musa will come back to her, and Allah will make Hazrat Musa as a prophet and messenger on the earth. Under this verse of Quran that we had discussed last night, our scholar has mentioned about the meaning of tawakkul, relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the times, the believers are use this word tawakkul in the wrong way, in the wrong meaning. Tawakkul means relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without doing anything by ourselves. That is not a meaning of tawakkul. Tawakkul means relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do whatever we can. Our ability, hard work should be there with tawakkul, with relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah has promises her that Hazrat Musa will be returned to her. He will make Hazrat Musa as a messenger. Still, mother of Hazrat Musa had to do some work. That's the meaning of tawakkul. Oh, the promise of Allah subhanahu is there. Inna radduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu minal mursaleen. My son is going to be a messenger, then I can sit at home and pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, make my son a messenger or a prophet. Thank you, oh my Lord. No, Allah has given a lesson to all the believers that though we have promised that Hazrat Musa will become the messenger, but certain work should be done by the mother of Hazrat Musa, that anardei hai, fa alqi hai, to make a box, to put the child into the river. All those things have to be done by herself, not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though Allah has promises her, but certain job and certain work has to be done by mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam too. She had to feed the child, she had to make the box, she had to put in the river and to pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next slide, please. فَالْتَقَتَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ. Last night we had discussed about this ayah too, that ان فرعون و هامان و جنودهما كانوا خاطئين. The result that box has reached to the nearby the court or the castle of Fir'aun. They pick up that box. They saw the child was there. They pick up the child. Allah has mentioned here, inna Fir'auna wa Hamana wa Junudahuma kanu khatin. They are all sinners. They didn't understand what they are doing. And then, next slide. Here, there is a differences between soldiers of Fir'aun or Fir'aun itself and the wife of Fir'aun. She is known as Asiya bint Muzahim. Imra'at of Fir'aun, the name has not been mentioned here. She said to the Fir'aun and the soldiers of the Fir'aun that this child may be useful for us. We will be benefited with this child, or we can adopt this child for ourselves. Maybe in future he will be our son, adopted son of Fir'aun and Asiya. What we had discussed in the social affairs, the woman will be the winner at last. The single woman is one side, and all soldiers, Haman, Fir'aun, and all the followers of the Fir'aun, the other side, at the end, Hazrat Asiya is the winner. She has succeeded to convince the Fir'aun, Haman, and the soldiers of Fir'aun that this child will be our adopted son at our home. Here Allah once again has mentioned that وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They are not understanding what they are doing. They are not perceive what they are doing by taking this child in their own hands. Next slide, please. فَأَصْبَى فُعَدُ أُمَّ مُوسَى, that we have mentioned, Allah has inspired the mother of Musa and put peace in her heart. She can feel confident what she is doing. She is alone in this world. Allah is with her. Allah has put peace on her heart that she is not able to cry in front of the soldiers of Fir'aun. By this way, Allah has saved Hazrat Musa from the Fir'aun, Haman, and the soldiers of Fir'aun. And also, the mother was helped in this way that she has controlled her heart not to cry or not to shout in front of the soldiers, in front of the Fir'aun, Haman, and the soldiers. She succeeded, and Allah helped her to save her child. When she got the peace, next slide, please. When she got the peace, now certain work had to be done by the mother of Musa. Here, what I have mentioned, the meaning of tawakkul. Though Allah promised, Allah saved the child, to killed by the soldiers of Fir'aun. The child has reached to the castle of Fir'aun, the court of the Fir'aun. Hazrat Asiya has adopted that child. Now certain work should have to be done by the mother of Musa and the family of the Musa to completely succeed in their mission. What are those works? The first work that the mother of Musa has done here is the waqalat li ukhtihi. Ukht means sister. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ. He is turning back to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The mother of Musa has said to the sister of Hazrat Musa, قُصِّي. قُصِّي, that is the main meaning of qasas or qissa. Qissa, qus means in Arabic to follow something. We are using this word qissa for stories too. But in the stories, we have to follow certain things. But scene by scene, we have to follow. That's why for the stories, the word has been qissa in Arabic language. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ, to follow, to watch what is going on. فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبٍ. One of the jobs that the mother of Musa has done, she has asked her the sister of Hazrat Musa to follow the box, where the box is going and what they are doing. But with the child, has reached to the castle of Fir'aun. What are going on? You have to follow that box. But she got the peace. Now the intellect of that mother is this: to follow that box, where the child is going and what is going to be happen to this child. قَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهَ فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبٍ. Here, one another intellect from the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What is that? She is watching that box, not nearby to the box, but she is watching that box from far away from that box. She has kept some distance from her to the box. That is the intellect of that sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. These things to be followed, you know, that plan should be there. Though this is a story that Allah has mentioned in the Quran with full plan and tadbir. The tadbir is there, the plan is there, that plan should be followed. A mother has said to him, go and follow that box. She has not become emotional. Oh, I have to follow to reach to the box. No. If she reaches to the box, means certain doubts will come in their mind. They will kill Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why she has to follow, watch that box with keeping some distance with that box. Again, the Fir'aun, Haman, and the soldiers of Fir'aun, they are not aware of what they are doing. They did not pursue what is going on. Here, another topic that we can understand from these verses of Quran, from the beginning of this chapter till here, وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ, the women are supported our Prophet Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of them, every stages of the life of Hazrat Musa, first the mother of Musa, and the second, the midwife, she has become the friend of mother of Musa, and the third, Asiya bint Muzahim, the wife of Fir'aun, she helped Hazrat Musa, and the fourth woman going to help Hazrat Musa is the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I will give you one topic to go through in the shadow of the verses of Quran. That is the role that women are played in the history to save our prophets. Though our prophets are messengers, they have worked hard to convey the message of Islam. Behind our prophets and messengers, one woman is there. When you go through the life of Hazrat Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, the mother of Hazrat Ibrahim, more than 13 years, she went outside the city to feed her child without disclosing what she is doing. The mother of Musa, the mother of Hazrat Maryam, the mother of our Prophet, and the wife of our Prophet, and the daughter of our Prophet, they are all joined together to help our prophets and messenger to convey the message of Islam. That's why another topic is there. I don't know. I just mentioning the topic, you have go through the history and go and read the under this topic, that is the role of our women in the revolution of Karbala. From the Kufa until the martyrdom of our Lady of Light, Hazrat Zainab Salamullahi Alaiha. We can see the role of women in the revolution of Karbala. I mean, basically from the Kufa it will be start. Though from the Medina it will be start, but from Kufa, the revolution of Karbala has been started with the help of the women, those who are backing this revolution. In the Quran also Allah has mentioned, please, when you go through the interpretation of the verses of Quran, وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِي, mother of Musa, the Hazrat Asiya, and the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The other thing is that when we are responsible to do something, that our job is to do something, at that time we are planning to do by ourselves. Most of the times when hardships will come, when calamities will come, when tests will come, we are trying to do by ourselves. Every work, all the work we are trying to do by ourselves. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. Though this is a good thing, but by distributing the work will become easy. Yeah, we see that in the center, some people should be there, those are preparing for iftar. Some will be there for the recitation of Quran. Some will be there for azan and namaz-e-jama'at. The distribution of work will make the work easy. That's why in Quran we see that. Though mother of Musa, till now, the mother of Musa is responsible to do everything. She put her child into the oven. She put her child, she has gone towards the carpenter make a box to hide her child. All those things are done by the mother of Musa. When this time they come to do the more work or more job, she has distributed the work. I will stay here. And she asked her daughter to go and follow the box. This distribution of wealth will make the work very easy and successful. Please recite Salawat from Muhammad wa Ali. She went to, by watching that box, she went towards the castle of Fir'aun, the court of Fir'aun, and she saw that they are they are in one difficulty. What is the difficulty they are facing? Though Pharaoh is saying that I am the Lord of this world, I am the Lord of this land, and Rabbukum al-Ala, the soldiers are in full power, even Haman is also full power, but still they are facing a difficulty. They are not able to solve that problem. What is that problem? The child started crying. The child need food, the milk of a mother. What can they do? Here, the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to be work. Next slide, please. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَازِ. They are asking the women of Bani Israel and the women, those who are in the court of Pharaoh, to feed this child, to give the milk to this child. But Hazrat Musa is not accepting anyone, any woman for him. He is not accepting any woman. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَازِ. What Allah said in this verse of Quran, that Allah has made this plan, that Hazrat Musa will not accept any woman to drink milk. Allah forbidden for him other suckling mothers. No. This is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though you are trying lot of things to feed this child, but this child is not accepting any woman. That is the plan of Allah has been started now in the court of Pharaoh. In the kingdom of Pharaoh, the plan of Allah has been started. Why the Allah this plan has been started? That Allah has promises her that we will return Musa to you. But the promise of Allah is here taking place as soon as possible. Hope the plan of Allah is to return Hazrat Musa to the bosom of his mother. Thus that plan will be started from here. How can this child will be returned to his mother itself? That Allah has planned. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِ. Here another topic is there. Inshallah at the end I will mention about feeding the child and about the milk of the mother. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِ. مِنْ قَبْلُ فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ. The plan of mother and the plan of God, both are same here in one page. Both of them are in one page. What the plan of Allah? That Musa will not accept any mother, any woman to get milk from them. What is the plan? What was the plan of mother of Musa? That sister of Musa should follow that box. Where that box is going, follow the child. This plan of Musa, the plan of mother of Musa and the plan of Allah in the one page. When she reached to that box, she was watching from the far away where the what is going on in the castle of Pharaoh and the yard of the Pharaoh. She reached to the people, those who are facing a difficulty or a problem. She has said to them, "Hal adullukum ala ahle baytin yakfulunahu." Can I guide you towards a family? Those can feed this child. Those can take care of this child. I know one family is there. They lost their child. They are waiting. Their milk is there. They are waiting for a child to feed that child. Can I guide you towards that family? She has not taken any name of the family. She has not told to them that is my family. At that time, most of the times when we are in, when we are sensitive or emotional scene, most of the times we will do some mistakes when we start talking about something. She has not mentioned any name, that the name of the family. She has not mentioned that is my family. She has mentioned Al Ahle Bayt. I know one family is there. They can take care of this child. Hal adullukum ala ahle baytin yakfulunahu. That is the meaning of kafalat, to take care of the child. They are ready to take care of this child. That's why here the kafalat, the word kafalat has been used in various verses of Quran. Kafalat means to taking care of the other persons, the other children. That is known as the kafalat. Wahum lahu nasihun. Not only they are ready to take care of that child, and they are having good morals and good manners are too. They are ready to teach them something. Wa nasihun. Here the meaning that they translate in a good manner. They are ready to advise him, that child, something. They are, because they are good people. In the result, they are the good people. They are ready to take care of this child. They will give some lessons to this child too. This is the verse of Quran, the beautiful verse of Quran, that the plan of Allah, the plan of the mother of Musa has come to take forward. They are ready to help Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to grow on the bosom of his own mother. to feed. The mother is ready to feed him, and the sister of Hazrat Musa officially asked them to give the child to that family. They are ready to take care of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Please recite Salawat on Muhammad. What happens after this? That in the Quran, the verse of Quran is not mentioned. They come to the mother of Musa. They ask mother of Musa. They requested mother of Musa to help them. Mother of Musa went to the castle of Fir'aun. She was ready to help them. She feed that child. That child started drinking milk from his own mother. This is the beautiful scene of the story of Hazrat Musa and the Fir'aun. He started drinking milk from his mother. At that time, one of the narrators mentioned this one, is at that time the Haman, the minister of the court of Fir'aun, he has some doubt. Oh, we ask Musa, this child, to drink milk from various women, but he was not ready. He rejected all the women of this court and Bani Israel too. How come this child is attached to you? Maybe you are the mother of this child. The doubt comes in the mind of Haman. He directly asked from the mother of Musa, how come this child is very attached to you? How come this child is drinking milk from you? He has accepted you as a mother. Maybe you are the mother of this child. The question will come in the mind of the Haman. What should be the reply? We know that the mother of Musa didn't have the habit of lying. She has opened her mouth in front of carpenter. Though I am making this box to hide my child and to cast into the river. She didn't have the habit of child. Our scholars have mentioned here one point. Please listen to that point is, what will going to be happen if she tell lie? At that time, the training course will come in forward. If she said at that time, the lie in front of the carpenter, that sentence will affect in the life of the child. The lie will affect to the life of the child. That's why our scholars has given important not to lie or not to do the sin at the time of the training of their own child. She did not have the habit of to tell lie in front of soldiers of Fir'aun. What can she do? Oh, Haman has asked question from him. How come this child is very attached to you? What should be the answer? The intellect of that woman has come forward. She is aware of the situation. She didn't have the habit of telling lie. She can't tell truth too. If she tells truth in front of this Fir'aun or Haman or the soldiers of Fir'aun, they are ready to kill that child too. What can she do? She can do. At that time, she used one sentence. That's the beautiful sentence of the history. She told to the Haman and the soldiers of Fir'aun that, my milk is very sweet. Every child will attach to me. One of them are Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One of them are Musa alayhi salatu. Here, the awareness and the knowledge and the intellect of that mother of Musa will count in the history. By saying this sentence, very beautiful sentence, it is not a lie and also not an open truth, but she has used a middle way to save her child. Allah has accepted that effort of the mother of Musa, and Allah saved her child too. Please recite Salawat on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. What happens? She reached to the castle of the Fir'aun and she feed her child. At that time, Allah has mentioned in the next verse of Quran, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ. Next slide, please. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقُرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. By this way, that we have planned to harramna alayhi al-marade, we forbidden all the women to feed that child, we return that child into the bosom of his own mother. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ, to restore him his own mother. Why? that she has that word has been used by Asiya. Here we have to the commentary should be there after the verses of Quran is that the word that has been used by Asiya, qurratu aynin li walak, that Allah has used the same word for the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Kay taqarra aynaha, maybe his son, own son will be the refreshment for his own mother, the eyes of her mother. Wala tahzan, the huzn and the grief that is in her heart, it will come out because she is waiting. This is mother. She is waiting for her own child to feed that child and to take care of her own child. Why this scene has been happened? For what is the reason behind that? That Allah has planned, the mother of Hazrat Musa has planned, the sister of Musa helped Hazrat Musa. What is the reason behind that? The only one answer that Allah has given in this chapter is Anna wa'adallahi haqq. This is a main sentence of all the verses of Quran that we have recited till from the beginning of this Ramadan. Anna wa'adallahi haqq. This sentence should be this one of the phrase of one sentence, verse of Quran should be memorized. Anna wa'adallahi haqq. Allah has promised us to mother of Musa that we will return this child to your home. That promise has fulfilled by returning Hazrat Musa to the bosom of his mother. What is that? Wa'ada, anna wa'ada, promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truthful. He is truthful, but what he is promising, he will fulfill his promises. Whatever this promise and all the believers, Allah has made the promises to all the believers. It is a great chapter where Allah has promises to the believers. And what is promises? That is a great chapter. And all the promises that Allah has been mentioned in the Quran. Anna wa'adallahi haqq. Wa nuridu an numanna ala alladhina istuzifu. The oppressed one will be raised to the position, to the status that they will become the leader and the imam of the ummah. That is also one of the promise. After that promise, anna wa'adallahi haqq. When that promise should be fulfilled? When is going to be fulfilled that promise? Making the Allah has promised that Allah will fulfill his promise. When? It is we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows better when to complete his promises. That belief should be there. The faith should be there. That anna wa'adallahi haqq. Inshallah. Please recite Salawat for Muhammad. Now another topic is there in between these two verses of Quran. One is وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَادِ وَفَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. In these two verses of Quran, another topic that has been come forward, we have to discuss about the topic is that though she is the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now the son is in her own hand, but the title of mother is not there. What do you call this? She is a foster mother. She is not a mother of that child. Now she is working as a foster mother. Murzi'a. She is responsible to feed that child. Not a title of mother. What they have mentioned in these two verses of Quran, whenever you are responsible to do something for the community, for the Islam, the title is not important. The message and the work is very important. Whether you are a president or a secretary, whether the title is not there, even the title is not there, you have to work what is your responsibility. You have to do what is your responsibility. If title is there, the best. If title is not there, we didn't want to wait for the title. Though she is not the mother of Hazrat Musa, she is mother of Musa, Hazrat Musa, but still she is working as a foster mother. She is mother of Musa, but working as a foster mother. Though foster mother is not a title for her, but still she is working and doing her responsibility because title is not important. The work and the job is very much important. Inshallah, we'll understand this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two verses of Quran. Please recite Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. How many days? After 3 days, after 4 days, Hazrat Musa returned back to his own home. the responsibility of mother is that she has to feed that child and bring that child daily once or twice to the castle of Fir'aun. There are various narrations are there from our Ahl-e Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, or some of the narrations are said that no, she had to go to the castle of Fir'aun to take care of the child and come back to her own home. The Asiya bint Muzaim will take care of the child in the daytime. Various narrations are there. There is no make any difference how many days and how many months are there. The main aim is to take care of the child, whether her mother itself or Asiya bint Muzaim. This is the third part of this story has been finished. Now we translate one more verse of Quran. We can move forward. The second part of the story has been finished. Hazrat Musa reached to the castle of Fir'aun. The mother is taking care of the child. The third section of this story is for Lamma Balaga Ashuddahu Wastawahu Atainahu Hukman Wa Ilma Wa Kadalika Najzil Muhsinin. Now, what happens in this period till the 18 years, 17 years? Allah didn't mention anything. Their job, the mother of Musa, sister of Musa, and the wife of Fir'aun to take care of this child and to take care, to train that child to a certain position he can reach to receive the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, why? Allah has promised us two things. Inna radduhu ilayke. We have mentioned that glad tidings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One is inna radduhu ilayke. We'll bring you back to your own home. One is the promise. The other one is وَجَعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We'll make him the messenger and the prophet to reach to that status and that position. Certain work should have been done. This family of Hazrat Musa, the Ahl-e Bayt of Hazrat Musa, they have worked hard on Musa to train him to reach to position of messengership and prophethood. Here, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ. When Hazrat Musa to reach to the certain position, Ashuddha and Vastava. These are two words that have been used in Quran. Shuddha and Istava. Shuddha means Hazrat Musa reached to a position that his body has become strong. Like one of the words that we are using in Ahkam is Bulugh. Bulugh Jismi. He has reached to the position, his body has become very strong. He can stand by himself. Vastava means not only his body is strong, but mentally and intellectually, he is also strong. He can take some decisions. Shadda or Stava, there are two words had been used. Some of the narrators say that no, these two meanings are the same. When he reached to the position of nearly 17 to 18 years, he has become Shuddha and Stava. आजकल के जमाने में होता है जवान हो गया बच्चा ये जवान हो गया शुद्धा वस्तवा और इसका सम ऑफ द कमेंटेटर्स हैज मेंशन दैट नो द वर्ड इन द कुरान देयर इज नो रिपीटेशन व्हेन द आफ्टर शुद्धा द वर्ड हैज बीन इस्तवा द मीनिंग विल नॉट बी सेम स्लाइटली डिफरेंस वुड बी देयर व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस शुद्धा कनेक्टेड टू द बॉडी एंड इस्तवा कनेक्टेड टू द इंटेलेक्ट व्हेन इज शुद्धा वस्तवा. When he reached to that position, Allah has granted him hukman wa ilma. These two things Allah has given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One is wisdom and another is knowledge. Wisdom to understand the things, knowledge to come out from the ignorance. He had to know what is going on in this world. Not only knowing is enough, he had to understand the things that has been happening in this world. Wisdom is first, knowledge is second. In Quran, more than five times these two words are come together. Hukman wa ilma. All the five places Allah has mentioned, wisdom is first, knowledge is second. Most of the time knowledge is there, wisdom is not there. Basirat is not there. They didn't have that power to understand the things. That power should be there. There should be wise one. Hukman wa adla. Hukman is also the power of judgment. There should be a good judge when the problems or the difficulties will come in front of him. Hukman wa ilma wa kadalika najzil muhsinin. By this way we will help and reward those who are good doers. The question will come in our minds too. Hazrat Musa still not done anything. Why he is getting the reward? He is still in a training stage. Hazrat Musa is in a training stage. He has done any good to the community or to the people of Bani Israel that he is getting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. This is a reward is coming from other side. Two things are there. One is, according to some of the commentators, no. When Hazrat Musa was there in the court of Fir'aun, still he was visiting to the children of Bani the Israelites. And he started helping them in the country Egypt. He started helping the youths of the community and gathering them and advising them something and conveying his message. He started the stages of his revolution. What is going to be? What is his plan? He has conveyed his message to the youths of that time. The one is commentary is that he has already started doing good and helping the people, the youths of the Israelites, and also conveyed the message of Islam to them. And the other comment is that no. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ The word Muhsin is not a singular. The word Muhsinin is a plural. Why Allah is rewarding this to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Whatever good deeds has done by the parents of Hazrat Musa, the ancestors of Hazrat Musa, those good deeds in the shape of reward will transfer to Hazrat Musa itself. That's the meaning of this verse of Quran. Sometimes we are thinking that we are doing good, but our children are in difficulties. What is going to happen? Our good deeds will transfer to them. Not only when our kids are doing something that we are getting rewards from our children, but sometimes Allah will reward our children through our good deeds. That's the meaning of وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Sometimes we will get glad tidings or some good news from this world in our life. Our life will be changed. Oh, why our life has been changed? We have done nothing in our life. The good things we have not done in our life, that means Allah said, don't worry. We will transfer some good deeds of your parents, your ancestors to your own life. We are thankful to our parents. They transmitted some good things in our life too. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is a beautiful verse of Quran. This is the last sentence, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The hope should be there that Allah will reward us what our parents and what our ancestors has done in their life. Please recite Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wow. Pas manzar. Behind this verse of Quran, another message is there. What is that message? Hazrat Musa has trained in the castle of Fir'aun. Most of the times, the excuse will be there in front of us. This is, ye hamara mahol hai. Ye hamari society aisi hai. The culture is like this. We have to follow that culture. We have to follow that society. All of them are going on a way. We have to go behind them. The culture has destroyed our children. The society has destroyed our children. The excuse is there in our thoughts and in our communities. Ye mahol ka asar hai. Ye culture ka asar hai. Here, Allah has mentioned in this, don't think about the culture and mahol. Hazrat Musa has trained in the castle of Fir'aun. Still, he reached to certain stage that Allah has granted him hukmam wa ilma. Whatever is the culture, if I am strong in my faith and my belief, I can reach to the certain stage that Allah can help me by hukma and ilma. I can save my own religion. Culture will not affect to me. Who is the momin? Momin kaun hai? Momin wo jo mahol dekhkar badal jaye, ya momin wo jo khud mahol ko badal de. Do fikr insaan ke zehen mein aate. Momin wo jo mahol dekhkar badal jaye, ya wo jo khud mahol ko badal de. Agar hamara iman mazboot hai, hamara yaqeen mazboot hai, hamara عقیدہ اگر مضبوط ہے تو ماحول ہم پر افیکٹ نہیں کر سکتا. ہم ماحول کو بدل سکتے ہیں, جیسے حضرت موسیٰ نے ماحول کو بدل دیا. پلے تھے فرعون کے دربار میں لیکن پہنچے مقام نبوت تک. ہو سکتا ہے کوئی عورت کہے کہ میں شوہر کے تحت میں تھی تو میرا کردار ایسا ہو گیا, تو حضرت آسیہ پکار کر کہیں گی میرا شوہر بھی فرعون ہے, ظالم, مارنے والا, ڈانٹنے والا, قتل کرنے والا اس ماحول میں ایک عورت کی پرورش ہوتی ہے, وہ مارنے والی نہیں بنتی ہے. جس بچے کو اپنے ہاتھ میں لیا وہ بچانے والی بن گئی. وہ اسی بچے اسی ماحول میں جہاں قتل کیا جا رہا تھا وہاں بچایا بھی جا رہا تھا. وہ کس نے بچایا؟ وہ آسیہ بنت مذاہب نے بچایا. ماحول کو ہم بدل سکتے, ماحول کے اسیر ہونے والے کوئی بھی صاحب ایمان نہیں ہو سکتے. ایک فکر یہ ہے اس آیت کے پیچھے جو ہم سمجھ سکتے ہیں کہ گھبراؤ نہیں, ماحول سے اوپر اٹھ کے سوچو. ہمارا ایمان اتنا قیمتی ہوتا ہے کہ وہ ماحول کے سکوں پر بک نہیں سکتا. اتنا قیمتی ہونا چاہیے ایمان ہمارا فیت کہ بدل نہ پائے. اور دوسری بات جو ہم لوگ یہاں پر سمجھ سکتے ہیں اس آیت کریمہ میں وہ یہ کہ وہ کذالک نجزی المحسنین, نہ تنہا نیکیوں کا اثر نیکیوں کا فائدہ اس دنیا میں ملتا ہے بلکہ آخرت میں بھی ملتا ہے. ہم لوگ ہمیشہ جب بھی عبادتوں کا تصور کرتے ہیں نماز کا فائدہ کیا ہوگا؟ جنت ملے گی. ساری چیزیں ہم لوگ آخرت پہ چھوڑ دیتے ہیں. نیکی کا فائدہ کیا؟ کہا ہمیں ثواب ملے گا, پلے صراط سے ہم گزر جائیں گے, ہمارا اعمال نامہ ہمارے دائیں ہاتھ میں دیا جائے گا. اکثر ہم نیکیوں کے فوائد کو نیکیوں کے رزلٹ کو آخرت پہ چھوڑ دیتے ہیں. خدا کہہ رہا ہے نہیں, صرف آخرت میں مت چھوڑو, ہم اس دنیا میں بھی تمہیں اس کا اثر اس کا فائدہ پہنچائیں گے. نماز کا فائدہ یہ کہ تمہاری زندگی پاک و پاکیزہ ہو جائے گی. افیکٹ اس کا ہماری زندگی پہ ہوتا ہے, آج کی زندگی پہ ہوتا ہے. نیکیوں کا اثر خود تمہیں ہوگا اس دنیا میں, کر کے دیکھو. معاف کرنے کا اثر خود تمہاری زندگی میں ہوگا, کر کے دیکھو. انفاق کا اثر تمہاری اس زندگی میں ہوگا, کر کے دیکھو. یقین نہیں آتا؟ دیکھو حضرت موسیٰ کے اجداد نے کچھ کیا تھا, ہم نے موسیٰ کو ریوارڈ دیا ہے, اس دنیا میں دیا ہے. نہ ہی کہ ان کو پروفیٹ بنایا تو آخرت میں بنایا, نہیں, اس دنیا میں ہم نے حضرت موسیٰ کو لیڈرشپ دے دی. تو اس دنیا میں بھی نیکیوں کا ثواب ہوتا ہے, صرف آخرت میں نہیں, بلکہ نیکیوں کا اثر اتنا زیادہ جو دنیا میں ہوتا ہے آخرت میں شاید کم ہو. بے صورت جنت ہمیں مل گئی, خوب جنت میں کیا ہو؟ اس دنیا کو ہم جنت بنا سکتے ہیں اپنی عبادتوں اور اپنے نیک کاموں کی وجہ سے. یہ آیت کریمہ کا ایک نتیجہ ہے کہ فلما بلغ اشدہ واستوى وآتیناہ حکمہ وعلمہ. اگر کسی کی ایلیجیبلٹی دیکھو, ایبلٹی دیکھو, اس کی طاقت دیکھو, اس کی قوت دیکھو, اور پھر دے دو اس کو عہدہ. خدا نے کہا کہ ایک کمزور ایک ناتوان چاہے عالم ہی کیوں نہ ہو وہ لیڈر نہیں بن سکتا. اس کا جسم بھی طاقتور ہونا چاہیے, اس کی روح بھی طاقتور ہونا چاہیے. قرآن نے مختلف جگہوں پہ حضرت طالوت حضرت داؤد کا واقعہ جہاں پر بیان کیا وہیں بھی کہا بسطتن فی العلم والجسم. وہ کمزور ایک ناتوان ایک لیڈر بھی بن جائے, مسئلہ تو کہتا ہے کہ فتویٰ تو دے دے گا, حکم تو دے دے گا, لوگ جائیں گے, جب تک وہ خود نہیں نکلے گا لوگ نہیں آئے. یہ دونوں شرطیں ہیں. اس لیے ہم جب بھی مولائے کائنات کی مدح بیان کرتے ہیں, فضیلتیں بیان کرتے ہیں, جہاں پر ہم مولائے کائنات کی عبادت کا تذکرہ کرتے ہیں, آپ کی سخاوت کا تذکرہ کرتے ہیں, آپ کے علم کی گفتگو کرتے ہیں, وہیں پر ہم کہتے ہیں مولائے کائنات کی شجاعت بھی دیکھو. در حقیقت وہ رہبر بن سکتا ہے جو میدان جنگ میں جس کے پیر مضبوط ہوں, جو خود پیٹ دکھا کر بھاگنے لگے وہ دوسروں کو مضبوطی کے ساتھ ٹھہرنے کا حکم نہیں دے سکتا. شجاعت بہت ضروری ہے علم کے ساتھ, شجاعت بہت ضروری ہے حلم کے ساتھ, شجاعت بہت ضروری ہے عبادتوں کے ساتھ. اگر یہ نہیں ہے تو پھر وہ رہبر نہیں بن سکتا. لیڈر کے لیے جہاں بھی پروردگار عالم نے ذکر کیا ہے جسمانی طاقت کا بھی ذکر کیا ہے اور روحانی طاقت کا بھی ذکر کیا. باب خیبر اگر نظر آ جائے تو دو انگلیوں میں باب خیبر کو اکھاڑ دے, لیکن اذان کا وقت ہو تو ایک لمحہ بھی عبادت میں دیری نہ ہو. یہ رہبر ہے. شجاعت اور حلم, شجاعت اور علم. جس کے ہاتھ میں تلوار ہوتی ہے نا اس کے ہاتھ میں قلم آنا مشکل ہوتا ہے. جس کے ہاتھ میں تلوار ہوتی ہے اس کے ہاتھ میں قلم مشکل سے آتا ہے. اگر دونوں صفتوں کو ایک جگہ پر دیکھنا ہو تو مولائے کائنات کے ساتھ کرے گا. تلوار ایسے چلائے کہ جو بن جائے تاریخ کا سب سے بڑا شجاع انسان, اور قلم اگر پیغمبر اسلام تھما رہے ہیں کسی اور صحابی کے ہاتھ میں نہیں, وہ تھمارے علی تم لکھو تم لکھو. یہ وہ کمالات ہیں جہاں پر ایک رہبر کے لیے ایک لیڈر کے لیے ضروری ہوتے ہیں.
حکمہ و علمہ. تو اس دنیا میں بھی فائدہ ہوتا ہے. روزے کا فائدہ یہ نہیں کہ روزہ ہم رکھیں گے تو ایک واجب ادا ہو جائے گی تو آخرت میں پروردگار ہمیں دوزخ کی آگ سے بچا لے گا, نہیں. یہ آخرت کا صرف فائدہ نہیں ہے, روزے کے اس دنیا میں بھی بہت سے فوائد ہیں. حدیث میں سومو تصحو, اپنے جسم کو تندرست بنانا ہو تو روزہ رکھو. آج کل کے ڈاکٹرز بھی یہی کہتے ہیں کہ ہفتے میں ایک آدھ دن اگر آپ کوئی روزہ رکھ لے, اپنے جسم کو کنٹرول کرے ان غذاؤں سے جو ہمارے جسم کے چربی کو بڑھاتے ہیں, تو اس کی زندگی کامیاب ہے, اس کی زندگی کامیاب ہے. روزہ سال میں رکھے, سال میں دو روزے رکھنا, ہر ہفتے میں دو روزے رکھنا مستحب ہے. پیر اور جمعرات دو روزے ہر ہفتے میں رکھنا مستحب ہے. اب ہر ہفتے میں نہیں رکھ سکتے, مہینے میں تین روزے رکھیے. پہلی کا چاند دیکھ کر روزہ رکھیے, 15 تاریخ کو روزہ رکھیے, آخر میں روزہ رکھیے. جو مہینے میں تین روزے رکھ لیتے ہیں گویا وہ پورا مہینہ روزہ رکھتے ہیں, اس کا ثواب پروردگار ان کو دے دیتا ہے. جیسے حضرت ابو ذر نے کہا میں سال بھر روزہ رکھتا ہوں, اصحاب نے اعتراض کیا سال بھر کون روزہ رہتا ہے, اس میں حرام روزے بھی ہیں, مشکلات میں بھی ہوتا ہے, انسان سفر میں بھی ہوتا ہے. حضرت ابو ذر نے کہا میں ہر مہینہ تین روزے رکھ لیتا ہوں گویا میں نے سال کے روزے رکھے. ثواب بھی مل رہا ہے اور اپنا ہمارا جسم بھی مضبوط ہوتا چلا جا رہا ہے. انشاءاللہ ہم فائدہ اٹھائیں گے عبادتوں سے, اس کا ہماری زندگی پر بھی اثر ہوگا. جو وعدہ کیا تھا میں نے یہ کہ دودھ کے جو مسائل ہیں ہمارے اسلام میں, حرمنا علیہ المراض, دودھ کے مسائل ہیں کہ کون سی عورت بچے کو دودھ پلائے, ماں دودھ پلائے. بہترین غذا جو آج کل فیشن کی وجہ سے اس غذا سے ہماری ماؤں نے بچوں کو دور کر دیا ہے, بہترین غذا بچے کے لیے, طاقتور ترین غذا بچے کے لیے, وہ اس کی اپنی ماں کا دودھ ہے. پروردگار عالم نے بچے کی ولادت کے ساتھ اس کے غذا کا انتظام ماں کے وجود سے باہر نہیں رکھا ہے, بلکہ ماں کے وجود کے ساتھ رکھا ہے. ہمارے علماء نے بہت تاکید کی ہے, بہت. یہاں پر حقوق کی بحث نہ ہو, میں بچے کو دودھ پلاؤں گی تو یہ میرا حق ہے, میرا شوہر یہ کام کرے تو میں یہ کام, یہاں پر حقوق کی بات نہیں ہے, یہاں پر بچے کی ضرورت کی بات ہے. یہاں پر بچے دودھ بہت ہی اثر کرتا ہے, دو چیزوں پہ اثر کرے گا. ایک, بچے کا جسم جتنا مضبوط ہوتا ہے وہ ماں کے دودھ سے ہوتا ہے. 2 سال اگر بچہ یا بچی ماں کا دودھ پی لے تو اس کے جسم میں جو گوشت بنتا ہے, جو ہڈی بنتی ہے, وہ دوسری چیزوں سے بہت زیادہ مضبوط ہے. ہمارے اردو میں محاورہ ہے نا, اگر ماں کا دودھ پیا ہے تو آ جا, جو لڑنے والے کہتے ہیں نا, جھگڑا کرنے والے, اگر ماں کا دودھ اگر جو پی لیتا ہے اس کا جسم واقعاً طاقتور ہو جاتا ہے. وہ اس کا اثر ابھی نہیں پتا چلے گا, اس کا اثر بڑھاپے میں پتا چلے گا. ماں کے دودھ کا جو اثر ہوتا ہے وہ اس میں طاقت ضرور ہوتی ہے. ایک چیز یہ کہ جسم طاقتور ہوگا, معافی چاہتا ہوں چونکہ علماء کرام نے ذکر کیا ہے کامنٹری میں, تو میں مجبوراً ہو کے اس بات کو ذکر کر رہا ہوں. اور دوسرے یہ کہ ماں کے اندر جو اچھی صفتیں ہیں وہ دودھ کے ذریعے سے ٹرانسفر ہوتی ہیں. جو صفتیں ٹرانسفر ہم کرنا چاہتے ہیں, ہم آزادار ہیں, مولا کائنات کے چاہنے والے ہیں, اہل بیت کے چاہنے والے ہیں, کان میں یا حسین کہنے سے پہلے اس بچے کی غذا کو بھر دو, اس کا پیٹ بھر دو, یہ دودھ کے ذریعے سے وہ محبت اہل بیت بھی ٹرانسفر ہو جائے. ایک بہترین طریقہ ہے صفات کے منتقل کرنے کے لیے کہ بچے کو ماں اپنا دودھ پلا دے. بہت تاکید کی گئی, جہاد کا ثواب ملے گا ایک ماں کو جب ماں اپنے بچوں کے لیے دودھ کا انتظام کرتی ہے. اس کا اثر بھی ہوتا ہے. جیسے مولا کائنات نے حضرت عقیل سے کہا تھا کہ ایک خاتون کا انتخاب کرو جس سے میں شادی کروں جس کے دودھ کا اثر بچے پر ہو. دیکھیں, ایک خون کا اثر, باپ حلال روزی انتظام کرے, بچوں کے لیے حلال غذا کھلائے اور آپ خود کو حرام سے بچائے, شیطان کو شریک نہ کرے, یہ ساری وہ چیزیں جو خون کا اثر ہوتا ہے باپ کی طرف سے بچے کے جسم میں خون ٹرانسفر ہوتا ہے, ماں کے ذریعے سے بچے کے جسم میں دودھ ٹرانسفر ہوتا ہے. دودھ اور خون کا دونوں اثر ہونا ضروری ہے. حضرت عقیل سے کہا مولا کائنات نے کہ ایسی عورت کا انتخاب کرو جو خاندانی طور پر شجاع ہو. یہ شجاع یعنی کہ حضرت ام البنین آئیں گی گھر میں حضرت عباس کو کلمہ شجاعت پڑھائیں گی, یہ تیر ہے یہ تلوار ہے, نہیں, ایک ماں کیا کر سکتی ہے, تیر و تلوار تھوڑی اٹھا کے اس کے ہاتھ میں تما دے گی. لیکن بس مولا کائنات نے انتخاب کر کے بتایا, انتخاب عورت میں تھوڑی جدیت ہونی چاہیے, اس لیے کہ اس کے دودھ کا اثر بھی کہاں ہوتا ہے, بچے کی زندگی پر ہوتا ہے, بچے کی زندگی پر ہوتا ہے. اس لیے حضرت عباس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا جب بھی ہم تذکرہ کرتے ہیں دو صفتیں ہمارے ذہن میں آتی ہیں, ایک علمدار اور دوسرے وفادار. ان دو صفتوں پر غور کیجئے گا. چونکہ یہاں تک بات آ گئی ہے
تو فضائل کا رخ بھی آ جائے. ایک صفت ہے علمدار اور دوسری صفت ہے وفادار. علی نے عباس کو علمدار بنایا تو ام البنین نے حضرت عباس کو وفادار بنایا. ایک طرف خون کا اثر علمدار, دوسری طرف دودھ کا اثر ہے وفادار. کبھی ام البنین نے یہ نہیں کہا میں تمہاری ماں ہوں تو میری پیروی کرو, جب گھر آئی تو کہا میں تمہاری کنیز ہوں میں تمہاری اطاعت کروں گی. اسی طرح حضرت عباس نے بھائی ہوتے ہوئے امام کے بیٹے ہوئے تو ہوتے ہوئے کبھی نہیں کہا میں بھی علی کا بیٹا ہوں, ہمیشہ حضرت عباس نے کہا میں حسین کا غلام. یہ وہ کمالات ہیں جو ہمیں سمجھ میں آتی ہیں ان قرآن مجید کے آیاتوں کے سائے میں, کہ حضرت عباس علمدار بھی ہیں وفادار. یہ دودھ کا اثر ہے جو حضرت عباس کے زندگی میں شجاعت بھی داخل ہو گئی اور وفاداری بھی داخل ہو گئی. سلام کریں ہم اپنی ماؤں کو جنہوں نے اپنے دودھ کے ذریعے سے ہمارے اندر حضرت عباس کی محبت اور مودت ٹرانسفر کر دی. آج ہم بیٹھ کر یہاں پر فخر کے ساتھ اس باب الحوائج کو یاد کر رہے ہیں جس نے اپنی زندگی کو حسین کے قدموں پر نچھاور کر دیا, دین کی حفاظت کے لیے قربان کر دی. اور اتنے کمالات ہیں, آج بھی آپ جو دشمنان اہل بیت کا ٹارگیٹ یہ ہے کہ وہ نجف اور کربلا کو مسمار کریں, آج بھی ان کو پتا ہے کہ یہ روزے, یہ حضرت ابو الفضل عباس کا روزہ, یہ امام حسین علیہ السلام کا روزہ, یہ نہ تنہا صرف دیواریں ہیں یا اینٹیں ہیں, ان کے اندر ایک پیغام ہے, ان کو پتا ہے ان کے اندر ایک میسج ہے. یہ روزوں میں کشش ہے جو لوگ دور دور سے کھینچ کر یہاں آ رہے ہیں, ان کو پتا ہے, وہ پتا اس لیے تو وہ ٹارگیٹ بنا رہے ہیں چلو اس کو ہم مسمار کر دیں گے, ان کو نابود کر دیں. ان کو پتا ہے یہاں پر فضائل ہیں, یہاں پر کمالات ہیں, ہمیں فخر ہے کہ ہم حضرت عباس کے چاہنے والے ہیں. پروردگار جہاں جہاں بھی شیعہ حیدر کرار ہیں, بس ایک دعا کریں آج کی شب, ان کو پروردگار عالم حضرت عباس اور امام حسین کے روزے کی زیارت نصیب کرے, اور وہاں جائیں گے دیکھیں گے اپنی آنکھوں سے اس مینار فضیلت کو, تو ہمارے اندر بھی شوق فضائل پیدا ہو, علم کے فضائل پیدا ہوں گے. جو جا چکے ہیں پروردگار ان کی زیارت کو قبول کریں, اور جو نہیں جا چکے ہیں پروردگار ماہ مبارک رمضان میں زیارتوں کی دعا بھی ہے, اللہم ارزقنا حج بیتک الحرام فی عامی ہذا فی کل عام. پروردگار ہمیں اس سال اور ہر سال تیرے گھر کی زیارت نصیب فرما. قبر نبی حضرت محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی زیارت نصیب فرما, اور کربلا اور قادمین و سامرا کی حفاظت فرما. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین, والسلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.